Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Holy Spirit and Direction. Luke chapter 4. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. We see in the accounting of, or recounting of these different stories, narratives, pericopes of Jesus' life, that the disciples attach the closeness of baptism and temptation. Jesus has this sense of identity burst from the Father that he is the Son. Interestingly, the first challenge from the devil is to challenge that, if you are the Son. And we see that Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit. First time we're told of this, of him, in the scriptures. There may have been others, but this is the first one, and we see that it's launching him into his ministry. And in the process of pressing into God, there's an anointing that is sustained and grows upon him. This we get to see as a moment when the Spirit leads him. Jesus is going to be recorded by John as saying, "I go where the Father is going. I do what the Father is doing. I say what the Father is saying." How does he do that? By listening to the Holy Spirit. The word of the Father is communicated through the Spirit. And here Jesus follows the leading. He's led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. At the end of the account, Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. So he doesn't lose something in the temptation, but continues to grow in that power. I'm going to spend a little more time on the so what today. I want to make this suggestion. Because you're experiencing trouble or difficulty in your life does not mean that you are not being led by the Spirit. In fact, it may be the very evidence that you are led by the Spirit. I would add this. If you are under heavy temptation, maybe this should be a clue to you that it's coming from the enemy, who is concerned because the fullness of God is on you in a way to do something. I've had people come to me regularly and say, "How come every time I make a commitment to do something for the Lord and ask for a fresh filling or baptism of the Spirit, that seems like all hell breaks loose against me?" That makes perfect sense. God says to us repeatedly in Scripture, "Fear not." He doesn't say, "Fear not, because I'm going to take your trouble away." Sometimes he does that, but his promise usually is, "Fear not, for I am with you." The Holy Spirit is right there with us. And if we look at the end result of Jesus, it's in the temptation and the struggle that we come outside with a greater sense of power for the world to see what God is doing. I really feel like this is a word that is so important for someone today. I see this reflex that when temptation comes against us or trouble comes, we kind of give in as if somehow we're out of sorts and not filled with the Holy Spirit. This may be the very sign that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. So don't give up. Take courage in these moments. Look to see what God is doing. My now what kind of follows in the same flow. Don't immediately assume when trouble comes your way today that you've gotten off the path. Now, have discernment. You're smart enough to figure out when you've gotten off the path. But in the Spirit of Jesus, continually be in prayer. And during certain seasons, fast and pray. Because out of that will come the promise of Joel and the fulfillment of Pentecost into your own Pentecost experiences, where you'll get a fresh empowerment from God to overcome in this world. We live in a fallen, broken world. You know that as well as I do. That fallenness and brokenness, there's no guarantee in following Christ that it's not going to touch us. But there is the promise of the anointing of the Holy Spirit to get us to the other side and to give us power. And most importantly, the recognition of the presence of God with us in the midst of the challenge. So, Lord, thank you for this example from your own life walking on earth. Fresh baptism, fresh fullness, led into the wilderness, an odd place to go, and led into temptation. By your Spirit, will you help us to overcome just as you did? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.